Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Ches and the Ois Vodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Alochates. We learned in the previous Daf, the Mishnah brought that a person who puts a type of vegetable into the ground that the leaves are sticking out is not considered to be planting because the leaves sticking out, it's very easy to remove it to take it out. And the Mishnah continued and said that you're allowed to take these vegetables even on Shabbos. And the Gemara explained that even though he's moving the muksa on top, but we have a machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that if something you do without kavano, davar she'ein miskaven, you could do on Shabbos. So by taking these vegetables and removing the earth on top of it, it's davar she'ein miskaven and it's fine. Rabbanan holds it's that, so according to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to remove it on Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, you could. And the machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon is regarding schlepping a chair or a bench on the ground. And you're making there a little hole, a charitz. According to Rabbanan, is not allowed. According to Reb Shimon, he's not intending to do the charitz, so it's fine. Continues now the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph Atav and says, Rabbo b'shem Avuno, Rav Chagai b'shem Zehiro, Rav Yosi b'shem Avilo, they all say, Moidim chachomim le'Reb Shimon, Bekise shaglo mishukois betit. If you have a chair, then the legs of the chair are in teat, which is liquid mud, then you're allowed to do it, mutal atalto, you're allowed to move the chair, even though he's moving now. The ground is moving now. This mud, it's fine because the mud is so liquidy. It's not considered to be that he's making here a hole. If you're allowed to pick up the chair, you're allowed to put back the chair back in place because he's not creating here any pit when it's a very liquid mud. We also are saying nitolim b'Shabbos. Look at our Mishnah. It says you're allowed to remove the vegetable on Shabbos. So it's the same idea. Why can you move it in Shabbos? The Gemara wants to say, according to this man, Omar, that you allow him to move in Shabbos because the mud is very liquidy and he's not making a hole. So the Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. As we said in the previous daf, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. It could be it's regular earth and he is making a pit. But according to Reb Shimon, I don't care if you do that, even though you're moving muktzeh, even though you're creating a pit, because it is something which you're allowed to do on Shabbos because it's double shame is kavin. Says the Gemara, could you say that our Mishnah is Reb Shimon? Ve'atanin in Shvi'is, we learned about Shemitah. Our Mishnah also said that there's no problem Shemitah putting the vegetable this way. Yislach me'imah Shvi'is to Reb Shimon? You want to tell me this will go also according to Reb Shimon? How can you say that? And we're going to use here the gears of the garden. Ve'atanin in Reb Shimon oimer kol asfichim mutarim. Reb Shimon says that something that grows in Shemitah on its own, it's mutar. So the Mishnah tells you if you have a vegetable that has leaves sticking out, so then in Shemitah it will be a fine because the leaves are sticking out. Even if the leaves are not sticking out, according to Reb Shimon, Sfiche Shviz, whatever grows in Shemitah is mutter. Vehocho Omer Hochin, and here you're telling me that only because the leaves are sticking out is okay? As Reb Chaim points out, the Gemara could have said, yeah, but Sfiche Shviz means when it grows on its own. Here he's saying that he's planting it. You want to say, even though he put the vegetable in the ground, he himself, and the leaves think, yeah, it's okay. So Reb Chaim says the Gemara could have answered that. But the Gemara answers differently. Or there's another answer. Even though Reb Shimon allows Sichishvis, meaning, Reb Shimon holds that things that grew on their own, on Shemitah, you're allowed to eat them. Not like Rabbanon that say you can't. But they still have Gedusha Shvis. You have to treat them with Gedusha like any other pair of Shvis. You're allowed to eat them, but with Gedusha. Ufhacha, that's what we're saying over here in the Mishnah. Or according to the gears that Reb Chaim brings, you say without a vov. What does it mean here in the Mishnah that you don't care about Shviz? Not that there's a problem because of growing in Shemitah. According to Reb Shimon, there's no issue. But I want to say that it's not doesn't even have a Gedush of Shemitah. It's completely not Shemitah as long as the leaves are sticking out. Continues the Gemara and says, as we saw in the Mishnah, they have a machlekes. If you put two seeds together, wheat and barley, is that kilayim? Or we need to have three seeds. Rabbi Yudas Shita is, you have to have three seeds. Says the Gemara, Zora Shnei Minim Bebiko. Meaning a person took two seeds in his hand, wheat and barley, and he threw it into a biko, into a valley, and they spread out, and they're far away from each other, more than six tfachim, which is the requirement to be for kilayim. So when he took them out together. But they were planted far away. Similarly, shnei minim b'chorba. He threw it into a large dry place, or it means a broken home, which is dried, and he threw it over there, and now it's far, far away. Or shnei minim v'chilkam gader, or he threw it two kinds, two seeds, and they fell one on one side of the fence, one on the other side of the fence. The fence is a separation for kilayim. So once they got to the ground, there's no kilayim over here. But he took them out in his hand together. And then they did not plant kilayim. Shimon Lokish or Mechayov, if he takes two seeds in his hand, he's Chayov. Moidim Shimon Lokish b'zurei al gabei hayom, al gabei patro, al gabei sloim, al gabei troshim. All these locations are places where seeds don't grow. On the sea, on top of different type of rocks. He puts it there, the things are not supposed to grow over there. But if it did grow, it hit some ground and it grew, then there he agrees, shu patro. Meaning, in Rish Lakish that says that we look at how he took out in his hand, if he took in his hand two seeds, the problem is only if he took out in his hand with the potential that it could have been kilayim. He took it to regular ground, and then it spread out. But if he took it to a place it's not supposed to grow, then there's no issue. Moedim Shimon Lakish, another thing Shimon Lakish agrees on, is Bezureya Amnatat King Goder Shu Potter. He threw it with the intention that they should fall between the two sides of the fence. Meaning, he did it in intention that it should not grow in the wrong way, then there's no issue. Continues the Gemara of Chesamun Beis. Omar Abba Kartinglia, that's his name, Moedim Shimon Lakish Liyan Shabbos Achetanuach. Even though Shlokish holds that regarding Kilayim, I look the way he took it out in his hand, but regarding Shabbos, in order to be Chayav and Yisur Shabbos, you only wait for it to fall on the ground when there's actual planting. That's the Melechas Machsheves of Shabbos, that it plants on Shabbos. And as long as no planting, there's no Yisur Shabbos. So we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, do you look at what he takes out in his hand, or do you look at where it came when it landed? Says the Gemara Masnis, so Pligol Rabbi Yochanan, Chura HaMishnah, Hargiz Rabbi Yochanan. Because it says in our Mishnah, Zorei Chito V'Soyo Ka'achas, Harei Zekilayim. If you plant Chito and Soyo together, it is Kilayim. Why does it say the word Ka'achas? What does the word Ka'achas have to say? If you plant Chito and Soyo, it's a problem. What does it mean Ka'achas? According to Shlokish, it makes a lot of sense. Ka'achas means he took it out together, even though he didn't plant it together. Answers the Gemara, Posa Lo, Rabbi Yochanan will explain. The reason why we say Ka'achas is to tell me another halacha. They have to be within six tefachim to each other, but in a certain way. It needs to be six tefachim empty in the middle of a field. You have a field, and in the middle there's a hole, there's a space of six tefachim where nothing is growing. And there you put two seeds together, then there's a problem of kilayim. Or it's in a garden, it's in a place that's surrounded with a fence. So it has its own place, and there you have a problem of kilayim. Meaning the only way you're chayav in d'oraisa, it's only if it's an empty space where these two seeds are together. And that's what the Mishnah says, ka'achas. You're chayav when it's ka'achas, meaning they're together, alone, isolated from the rest of the field. Says the Gemara, if so, be'ador b'yudoyim e'enu kilayim. But b'yudoyim, the Mishnah said, if you take these two seeds, it's not kilayim until you have a third seed. So the Gemara, what's the svar of b'yudo? You have two seeds isolated from the rest of the field. Why is that not kilayim? Omam zeir abiyuda kedai. Abiyuda goes l'shitosui. Abiyuda omar besadei yerek tefach. Abiyuda holds the amount of space you have to have in a vegetable field, and the same thing in any other grain, is only a tefach midoraisa. You don't have to have six tefachim. One tefach is enough. So that's what Abiyuda says, that here is no kilayim, because here you have six tefachim. You have more than a tefach. And then, because you have more than a tefach, there's no problem of kilayim. Says the Gemara, Oma Av Yaisi, Man Debay Makshal Ado Dev Zehiro, Yolod Av Ado Dev Yudo Min Derabonim. Says the ones who are asking Rav Zehiro the question, they don't like the answer of Zehiro, because it's still a problem over here in the Mishnah. Because although Rav Yudo says that Midoraisa, only one tefach is needed, but Midorabonim is also until six tefachim. How do you know that? Because you learn from Rabbanon that argue Rav Yudo from their svar. What do you see by Rabbanon? As the Gemara says, you learn Rabbi Yudah from Rabbanon. K'moy de Rabbin Amin be'isu be'isroiva lil koshisho shisho. Rabbanon say that you have to be machmir to have a bigger space between the seeds, a space of be'isroiva, which is 10 amis. 10 amis is 60 tefachim. So you have to be machmir to have more. But still, midoraisa, all you need is 6 tefachim. So what do you learn from Rabbanon? You see there's a difference between midoraisa and Rabbanon. Midoraisa, kilayim is only within 6 tefachim. Rabbanon Ramach, to have more, you need to have 10 amas between two seeds. Continues the Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Ken Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Also, Rabbi Yehuda did the same thing. Beisu shisho al shisho. Lil kois tefach. The answer is six tefachim. You should not have two seeds within six tefachim. Midoraisa, so you only chayav within one tefach. And therefore, says the Gemara, the question is, Vatan Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So with this, we go back to the question. How is Rabbi Yehuda Matir? Rabbi Yochanan, we had a question Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tina chayav, when you take it on your hand, only when it's planted. So why does the Mishnah say ka'achas? Says the Gemara, ka'achas means to tell you that it's an isolated field. That's where they're planted together. Says the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef should be also. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter? You want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda midoraisa, it's like okay because it's more than a tefach? That's only midoraisa. Midorabanan, at least you should have a yisur to do it. So how is Rabbi Yehuda giving a blanket statement, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah, that you could plant two seeds together? If it's isolated, the shechur should be a yisur, at least midorabanan. And that's the question the Gemara stays with. That's a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan. How to explain the Mishnah? I'll leave it there, Rabbi Yehuda. And we're not satisfied with the answer of Zeiro. The one tefach is the only issur you have according to Rabbi Yehuda, and here it's more than a tefach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Ches.